Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a lot of stuff going on today as we get ready for Bugfest next week in Lauderdale by the Sea. The Peanut Gallery is going crazy. They're prepping their gear as we speak. I'm not even going to allow them on the radio just yet because we have so much to talk about and prep for that. But we got to take care of some business first. We got to tell you some of the things that we're going to bring to Bugfest to make the festivities just that much more fun. And I have Doug from Kraken Sports on Scuba Radio right now. Doug, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well, Greg. Thanks. Thanks for having me. And how are you doing today?
I'm great. I mean, I'm getting ready to go catch some lobsters, and I can't. You know,
you must be getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yes, you know, I got my tub of butter, and that's part of my Save a Dive kit. You know, when we go down there to Lauderdale by the Sea. Now, Doug is up in the Great White North. He's a Canuck, a Canada guy, and he's hanging out there today. So I don't know. Do they have a lobster season up there? Do you guys get to do that? Or
we got crayfish, and you can catch as many as you like.
Really, there's no limit on crayfish. But
no, that's it.
Okay, well, I'll just leave that one alone. But but you know, you can always come down to Florida and join us. I know you can't make it next week. However, you have sent some of your cool products that we got to talk about. One of these Kraken smart housings that I got to play with in Seba a couple of weeks ago. That is for your cell phone. Not just an iPhone. I was using an iPhone 7 Plus, but any cell phone. I mean, this is a pretty cool product you came up with that I stumbled across there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach a few weeks ago. How did this come to be?
Well, there's always been different cell phone housings and cases on the market, but the main problem has been is that they're designed just to fit that exact model of phone. And
right.
Nowadays, everybody's upgrading their phones, it seems, almost on a yearly basis, and then you're stuck having a case for your old phone and not your new phone that's got the better camera in it. So
mm-hmm.
we decided we'd kind of try to tackle that problem and make a solution that would work for everybody.
Yeah, and it's pretty ingenious because they've created this little lever. You just kind of slide your phone into it that it can take up to about a 7 Plus iPhone, which is pretty big.
Yeah, it'll fit an iPhone 7 Plus or a Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are pretty much the at least in the common phones, those are the largest ones in the market. So it'll fit up to those and, of course, anything smaller.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, it has a big open glass back, so you have access to your entire, you know, screen, which mine's pretty big on that 7 Plus, so I was kind of like, I wonder how this is going to work, and then I was thinking, wait a minute, how am I going to get access to the controls? And you guys came up with this pretty cool Bluetooth app that you use with the Kraken Sports smart housing, and it just interfaces everything and allows you to just take pictures and use your iPhone like you do on the surface underwater. Pretty remarkable idea. I mean, was it you just came up with this solution? That was the problem you were seeing, and you said,
yeah,
hey, we could do this?
Well, the problem is when you try to fit more than one housing or more than one phone in a housing, you know, traditionally the buttons press something on the screen, and, mm-hmm. and when the phone dimensions are always changing, those buttons, you know, they would have to change with the phone, and the solution for that was using Bluetooth.
Right.
So it didn't matter where the buttons were. They're static, and the housing in your phone actually just mate together through Bluetooth, and the housing tells the phone what to do.
Yeah. You know, you can see the results of my work with it for just, you know, farting around, literally. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing with this thing in Saba, but I put together this video that I literally shot with my iPhone underwater with the Kraken Sports Smart Sport housing, and it's right there at scubaradio.com on the videos tab, and it turned out pretty good. I was pretty surprised how good the footage was, considering I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah, and, I mean, considering I think you probably had just taken it out of the box and put your phone in it and off you went.
Yeah, that's what I did, and so that's a pretty good testimonial. If it works for an idiot like me, it's pretty easy to manage.
Anybody should be able to handle
that's
it.
Right, it's Greg proof. And but you know, the thing is, the app does have some cool features in it, which I imagine will evolve over time as well. But like, you know, you have a built-in digital red filter or a green filter or something, so you can really get in there and get as technical if you want with the settings and all that kind of stuff as you want, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And we're going to keep on adding more features to the app. And, of course, the app is free to download. And once you've got it downloaded, it'll just keep updating as we add more features.
Yeah. So you can get that for the iPhone, for the Android, whatever phone you want to put in this thing. And it's right up there. You know, just download it. It's free download when you get the housing. And pretty cool. KrakenSports.ca is the website. Big CA being Canada, right?
That's correct.
And you can go there and you can order it right online. It's kind of filtering out in the U.S. To different dive stores, I guess, right now. You're still working up your distribution, but you can order it online. Is that what's going on?
Actually, we don't sell directly. We support our dealer network, and you can order it online at most major dive retailers. And we're getting into a lot of local dive shops also. And,
okay.
Of course... if your local dive shop doesn't have it and you want it, go in and request it. We'd love to have them on board.
There you go. Kraken Sports with a K. Kraken. Like, release the Kraken!
You got it.
Sports.ca. And you can go there and check it out. Well, let's get to the best part. This thing is selling for like $299.
That's correct. $299 for the basic version and $399 for the deluxe edition.
And the deluxe gives you what exactly?
The deluxe is, it includes a depth and temperature sensor, so you can actually track your current depth and your max depth right on your phone as you're diving, and you can stamp that information, the current depth, onto the photo, so if you want to remember what depth you saw a certain fish or a certain critter, that information will be there for you to refer to.
Yes, I didn't know how to turn it off. And so you see the GPS location or something in the corner of my video sometimes, which I kind of like that. I mean, I thought that was kind of nice.
Yeah, and so. That's a feature you can choose to turn on or off.
Right.
Either or will work. And actually, one feature you are kind of forgetting that is standard on both models is the built-in vacuum port.
Which is a
huge thing for a lot of people, as most people are nervous to take their phone underwater, which is completely understandable. Our housing does have a built-in vacuum port, so you can vacuum seal the housing, and then it's completely safe from flooding. You know that there's no dirt or grime on the O-ring. It is completely sealed. And once you've done that, you're safe to go diving.
Yeah, it has a little green light when you pump the thing out a little bit. And it's a cool little feature. And, you know, green, go. You're ready to go. If it starts flashing
green,
yellow,
you're safe.
Yeah, you need to reseal it or something. But I didn't have any problems with it sealing up perfect every time. And, you know, the new iPhone 7s, they're somewhat waterproof. So even if something were to leak in a house like that, you're somewhat protected. But the other phones are not. So,
yeah,
you know, having that extra peace of mind definitely is an advantage. I love this Kraken, you know, smart housing you've come up with. All the details are right there at the website, and I would imagine you can put them in touch with a local vendor or like you said, online sales, whatever. You can look it up that way online and find one to buy for yourself. So these have been out for what, about a year or two or not that even
no,
long?
This is we've had started sales in the fall season is when
okay.
we just released this. So it is a fairly new product out there.
Right. And you have some new features that are coming out. Let's see. There's a wide-angle lens. Is that what's some of
the upgrades? Yeah, we do have a wide-angle lens. It's a wet lens, so you can take it off underwater. And we do have a macro lens coming in the next month or less.
Okay. So you guys are keeping pretty busy. We're going to see you at the DEMA show, I assume.
Of course.
Yeah, and God knows what new products will be coming up with them. They have a whole line of lights that you can use, underwater dive lights and stuff, torches, as you guys would say in Canada, right?
Yeah, torches and video and photography lights also.
Yeah, it is good stuff. I'm surprised I hadn't heard about it sooner, but I did stumble across them there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach when we were out there, and it has been a good stumbling across, if you know what I mean. And they've been nice enough to give us a housing and a couple dive lights to give away at Bugfest this week. So I got to thank you for that, Doug. We really appreciate that. And if things go as well, we'll be able to get some pictures of lobsters and send them to you. We're not going to send you any lobsters. That just won't work.
Well, what kind of deal is that? I thought I was sending down some stuff and I was going to get some lobsters in return.
No, they don't last more than about an hour or so after a dive. You know what I'm saying? They spoil. All right, KrakenSports.ca. Check them out. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can. Scuba diver man! Doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
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 His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, that's just what we do. We're scuba divers. We can do whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, come on. You know.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
All right. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ is in the studio with me. That's kind of cool. We're going to give away one of those Kraken housings at Bugfest next week.
Somebody's going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not quite. You're not
eligible.
You're not. Just so we're clear.
I know.
I have one, but I got it a few weeks ago. I got one. You get one, too.
Thank you.
You can go to KrakenSports.ca and check that stuff out.
But you're going to use yours to take cool pictures of me catching lobster,
well,
right?
Well, we were talking about our, doing a movie.
All right.
Remember, we did our Lobster Boy, The Adventures of Bug Boy. last time where the lobsters came and started attacking us.
That was 2 years ago.
Was that?
Last year we didn't make a movie.
But we have been asked by at least one person. Barry,
to please never do that again.
Actually, maybe I misunderstood him.
Yeah.
I took it as like, hey.
Was it after the rum punch?
You know, I don't remember. Which would
we'll
take
us
back to the rum punch. But we may do the Adventures of Bug Boy Part 2.
It's French.
Yes.
Part 2.
Well, you know, it's a film project, so you got to, you know, pick it up and kick it up a notch.
It's personal.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We may drink too much and forget all about it. But at least we'll have our Kraken housing to shoot some underwater stuff, and maybe we'll turn it into a film. All right. Last week, if you tuned in, you heard CJ's son was in the studio. He's here again today, Ryan. And Ryan is... Ryan, you don't have to talk. You're taking your final
exam. He's trying to take his test, and I'm putting a mic in his face.
I know. He's like, he needs to focus, as Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, would say. Yeah, so...
You don't say it like her.
I don't, do I? And that's probably a good thing. But she is, or he is going to do his final exam again today because he enjoyed it so much the first time last week. And it just, you know, he just wants to really soak in this information.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a little powwow before the show today, and I was saying, like, you know, let's do it again. Let's go over this. I think you got it now. And he's going to do that. So maybe by the end of the show today, we're going to have a new open water diver well on his way to his first confined water training session.
You know, the secret to getting that test is to put on your Patty hat and your Patty underwear and think Patty answers. Don't overthink it.
I don't believe he's wearing any underwear. Why would I know?
I don't know, and I don't
CJ told me.
No.
That's my excuse.
Those days are long.
That's disturbing.
I'm not going there this early in the show. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I appreciate that, guy.
Said the guy who just brought it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Casey is...
I love that. He gets in there, sets it up, and then boom.
He's out of there. Yeah. Yeah, but Casey's at the Tobacco Hut. He just fired up a new stick, I believe. And Casey,
I'm experimenting with the perfect cigar for the cruise in October.
Aha! Quality, a little R&D research.
Scuba
cruise in October. There's still
just the right ones to put our label on.
Very nice.
Is it more about the wrapper or the filler?
Well, the filler, isn't
it? It's more about the overall ambiance and flavor of the cigar and how it transports you to that perfect place in the islands.
Wow.
Spoken like a true cigar shop owner.
Oh, I was just going to say, spoken like a true BSer, which is kind of the same.
So
is
there a difference? To have a hint of coconut.
I am on Scuba Radio.
You're true. Hello. Yeah. All right.
Transports you.
I'm glad at least he's multitasking today. He's doing a little R&D for our future crews, and he's hanging with us at the tobacco shop. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well in the mountains of Virginia. And
what's going on?
Hey, man, you had a pretty cool thing happen this week, almost like the flip of what you would expect. Am I right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. A big, big shout out to Don Foster's down in the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's it? That's all we're going to do?
Great, thank you. Until next time.
They actually sent me referral emails. They had a Discover Scuba class down there with four folks, and they actually sent me a referral. I am the closest to those people, so they sent me the referral. So I reached out to them, and hopefully we can get them on their way to be an open water scuba diver.
Oh, very nice.
Are them's mountain folk?
Yeah,
them's mountain folks.
Are they moonshiners, or do we know?
That I don't know yet.
Not yet.
They will be.
But, you know, I've been doing this, 16, 17 years going on somewhere through there.
What, moonshining?
And this is the first time that anybody has done this.
My
hat's off to these guys.
Well, you know, that is kind of cool, because usually what happens is, a dive shop in the States will, get somebody through their book work, maybe through their confined water training, and then... they'll send them off to some Caribbean island or something to maybe finish off their scuba diving. That's usually how it works, right? Wouldn't you say?
That's how it works.
Yeah. And, you know, we have these Discover Scuba options. Anywhere you want to go around the world, you can do this and ask a resort to hook you up for a Discover Scuba course. And they'll put them in the water, whether it's the ocean or do a little thing, and they'll take them down. And it will apply to your open water certification if you want to pursue it. And that is how it's supposed to work. And then they go home and they can finish it up if they really enjoyed it and that kind of thing. But I don't hear a lot of that going on, like you just described, especially, you know, up in the mountains of Virginia where Jerry the Diver Guy is.
So now, so they were in the Caymans, and they started there, and they got certified there. Are they fully certified now?
No.
They're going to finish with Jerry.
They've done the Discover Scuba class.
Yeah.
So Jerry's going to take them to the queries.
The query.
Or lakes, or who knows, we may end up in Florida.
Might end, that's right. You might bring them down to the Panhandle.
You and OJ.
That's right. Good times.
God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're in the Cayman Islands, or if you want to go to Cayman Islands, check out Don Foster's Dive Cayman.
Yes, so they have a nice operation out there in Grand Cayman. So obviously they're doing their, they're doing their duty by helping out the industry by, at least leading those divers that they turned on to give them a little taste of diving on what they got to do to go finish it off.
It's a tiny blue planet.
It is, and most of it's covered by water, so you might as well get certified. Like these fine folks.
I actually used them twice when I had my shop, and they were an excellent outfit.
Yeah, they got a great reputation. So obviously they're doing good work, and that's a good thing to hear. We'll see if Jerry the Diver Guy can get them certified or ruin them. The pressure's on you, Jerry.
Well, no, the pressure's going to be on him. They'll be underwater.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. That was a safe enough answer. All right, we got more coming up on how to stay fit for diving. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio. Bubble Boy's not here, but he is going to join us down in South Florida for Bug Fest.
He has threatened that.
He has threatened it, and the
gonna
Scuba Cowboy is going to be down there. We're going to have such a great time. I'm so looking forward to it.
It's always fun.
Bigger and better than ever. More giveaways than ever. It's going to be just a blast.
I'm looking at a big pile of stuff behind
me. That's right.
I thought it was Christmas.
It almost feels like it. Christmas in July.
That's right.
Which is kind of like what lobster season is for divers. You know, so we're going to have a lot of fun. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show. A little bit later on, however, we're going to tell you how to stay fit for diving or how to get in shape. You know, what happens at this time of year, especially in Florida, a lot of divers have not dove in a long time, but they come out of the woodwork to dive for Florida spiny lobster mini season. And sometimes that creates problems because they're a little out of practice. Their gear's not up to snuff. That kind of thing is one thing. But also being, if you haven't dove in a long time, you may have let yourself go a little bit. What can you do to get back in shape? Is there a such thing as being diver fit? Well, we're going to continue our series with Patrick Roward here in just a bit and find out, he has some tips on how to get in shape or what kind of exercises you can do to make that indeed happen.
If you're going to get in shape, Greg, the other thing is they have to drop off their equipment and have it checked. I know lots of divers come down there, and their equipment hasn't been checked since 2 years ago. But
well, exactly.
It was working fine then.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure it's up to snuff, get it serviced, that kind of stuff. But, you want to do all that stuff. And we'll give you a few tips along that line as well. But, hey, we also got Dr. Doug is going to join us here in just a bit. He is planning to do some diving down in South Florida at the end of the week this week. I don't think he's doing lobster season, but he's going to do some rebreather stuff.
I knew it.
You knew it. You knew he was coming. He was going to have to talk about rebreather.
He's all
right?
About the rebreather.
That's what it's all about for him. And we're going to check in with him next. Dr. Doug on Scuba Radio. Stay close.
worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Have the right station?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yes, you did.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
don't hit this back off.
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
Whoa, stop it.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
Call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Call him Dr. Doug.
Hold on to your butt.
I don't even know what that means. It's slightly disturbing, but I love it because it means that Dr. Doug is going to join us on Scuba Radio. I think we got him on FaceTime. How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Doing great, Greg. How you doing?
I am great, and I'm feeling good because I'm getting ready to go bag some bugs for
awesome.
Bug Fest. Yeah, now you have to work. You got to do this thing like save people's lives and all this work stuff that you do, which gets in the way of what you really want to do, which is dive. But you managed to get in a little diving in, too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So what have you been up to lately?
Dive-wise, a couple of weekends ago, I was down in Key Largo.
Yeah.
Doing some rebreather diving. I had two rebreather instructor students, so we were teaching a rebreather instructor class. And then had another couple of buddies, and we did some diving on the Spiegel Grove and the Duane, some nice long dives on the rebreather, and
sweet.
Did some nice shallow reefs. And then the highlight of the trip was two Sundays ago, we took a nice two-hour drift dive with about six of us and got to see a whole bunch of stuff. Made the rebreathers, kind of made what they're made for. Just basically hung out at 90 feet or so for an hour. Then kind of slowly moved up to 40 to 60 feet for another hour, and I think the most was like 2 minutes of deco.
Wow. So that was on the Spiegel Grove?
No, that was the following day. That was on Molasses. We did a nice long drift along Molasses. The Spiegel Grove, we did about maybe about an hour and a half, something like that.
Yeah. And then you get bored, I would imagine, after that long. That's some crazy bottom time, an hour and a half. Though that's a big wreck, I mean, that would give you really an amazing tour of that vessel underwater in Key Largo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start deep and just kind of move your way up and go through all the little compartments and stuff. And it was a fantastic dive.
Yeah. Now, you're doing the KISS rebreather. That's your thing, I know. So were you doing tri-mix and stuff on these dives, or were you just doing straightforward rebreather regular type stuff? Or what do you call
it? Just regular stuff. This is, air diluent. So, we had the regular oxygen cylinder, and then the diluent gas was just air. So, because we were never deeper than about 130 feet.
Yeah.
So, we're doing some deeper stuff. I was on call last weekend, and then this weekend coming up, next weekend, is a Trimix class. So, we're doing some deeper stuff in Pompano.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of the 150 to 200 foot kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you're not coming down for a mini season because you got to work, I think, is what you'd said on my text that I got from you. But, if you had the time off, would you be down there on your – well, you can't do it on a rebreather, or can you? What are the rules? Do we know, or do you know?
No, it's I'm pretty sure you cannot use a rebreather for harvesting in state waters. I think you can in federal waters, but don't hold me to that. I'm not 100 anymore. I used to spearfish, many, many decades ago back in high school and lobster and stuff, but I haven't been lobstering in years. But if I were to do that, I'd just throw in a tank and join you guys at Lauderdale by the Sea and try and get some bugs. That'd be great.
No, that would be
maybe
so
next
fun.
Year.
Yes.
Come on, Greg.
Yeah.
I have a
maybe
hard enough year. Time.
What do you mean?
I have a hard enough time catching lobster, man. You throw these rebreathers guy into them. I have no chance.
No, well, what do
they
you mean? You would still have a
them
chance.
All up.
Well,
I'll limit out, and there'll be none for me.
I'm not sure I get the whole lobster rebreather thing, though. I've heard that too, that you're not allowed to do it on rebreathers,
right.
I believe. But you don't really have.
I'm not sure why that is, but
You don't have an advantage with rebreathers when you're lobstering. I don't believe, do you?
Well, they'd be able to stay down longer, right?
Well, you could stay down longer, sure, but it's not like it's not like fish. With spearfishing, I could see it be a little bit more of an issue, but. because, you know, the fish aren't going to be scared away from the bubbles, but I'm not so sure the lobsters would care one way or another. But I don't know.
The lobsters probably care that you're 6 feet tall more than the fact you're blowing bubbles.
Right.
They'll probably hide from you just from your size.
Yeah, yeah. But then know that you would have an hour and a half of bottom time or more to go find those lobsters.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
That would be the advantage that could maybe put it over the edge where they say, no, you can't do that. That's bad form.
Cheating!
So we'll try to cover that base for you, Dr. Doug, okay? So,
yeah, that's right.
All right, so
maybe next year I get down there.
Well, absolutely. But you're doing a Trimix course down there in Pompano. So, what, you got a few people, or is it like a one-off type thing, or what? How many people are you taking down?
This time I've just got one student. You can by standards you can do up to four. I usually don't try to do more than a couple, just because you're trying to watch people carefully. But I've got a guy that I did his KISS rebreather class a little over a year ago. The regular air diluent where you're kind of limited to, 130, 140 kind of cubic, 40 feet of depth. And he's coming back to his Trimix class. So the way that works is it's a lot of the same skills that you had to do when you did your, evolution, inspiration class.
Right.
But then you just kind of, you're doing more deco, obviously, and it's a lot of bailout scenarios, what if and planning dives. And one, the biggest skill for the whole course is that you purposely have to bail out to open circuit from 100, deeper than 160 feet for this class.
Wow.
So you've got to plan your gas appropriately so that you kind of simulate the rebreather being dead, flooded or whatever problem, and you go to your open circuit gas, and you usually carry two of those, one Trimix deep gas, which will get you up to 70 feet, and then Nitrox 50, which you can breathe at 70 feet up to the surface. So it's kind of a gas switch. And you plan to make sure you're carrying enough gas, and so that's kind of the big skill for that particular course. The rest of it's kind of the usual, drills of if your oxygen's too high or too low, or carbon dioxide, or changing bottles, or stuff like that, the normal stuff.
Yeah, well, the guys you're taking through that course, do they have a mission and plan, or are they just trying to do continuing education kind of stuff?
I always ask people that, and usually... Yeah. Usually it's people that have a particular goal in mind,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the people, it's usually, most of these people are either wreck people or cave people, but a lot of these people are wreck. This guy is from the Midwest and wants to be diving some of the deeper wrecks up in the Great Lakes. So to do that effectively, he basically needs Trimix and some more decompression training, so that's kind of why he's doing it.
Understood. Okay. Well, that sounds like a fun adventure. I know you got some stuff in August. What, are you doing like a demo event, or what's going on in August exactly? What, Blue Grotto? Is that where it was that I saw?
Oh, in August. Oh, August, I've got another class, just a regular rebreather class. And I've got a couple of people that may come up and demo the KISS units. Like I said, in my text yesterday, I was going to more than happy to let you do the same thing if you wanted to run up. It's just a couple hours north of you. But
yeah,
I'll be up there for a couple of weekends doing a regular class, and then and doing some demos for people that want to try the rebreather out and so forth.
And what do you think of that, CJ? Would you want to do a rebreather? He's like
That's
saying,
tough.
What do you mean it's tough?
I'm good with the open.
You just want to hang with the open circuit stuff.
Yeah,
you don't
I'm
want
cool
to do the man. When you have no bubbles, it's no troubles.
Is that it?
Yeah, there's a song. It says that, so it's the truth. I've had that, but I don't know. That would be pretty cool if we could work that out. But you got that, and then I know you're going to Spain. You're actually, are you doing a class in Spain or just diving? What are you doing?
No, I got a class. A guy contacted me from Malaga, I guess Spain, which is on the Mediterranean, the southeastern part of Spain on the coast. He's actually from Germany, and he has a friend who's from Colombia, but he owns some resort, or at least some condos in a resort down the coast of Spain. So he's flying me over there to teach a rebreather class, and I'm just flying my wife with me, and then afterwards we're going to do a little kind of sightseeing through southern Spain and over to Morocco. Kind of use as an excuse to throw a little vacation on top of it.
Well, excellent. You know, that is pretty much protocol when you have a student. They are supposed to schmooze the instructor in some way.
That's a big schmooze.
You know, I'm teaching CJ's son while we're doing the show today. So I'm trying to set an example here for Ryan to know that once he gets certified as open water diver, he is supposed to do something special for me. You know, it's usually of high monetary value, and something to that effect, right? Could be a trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ryan just looked up and goes, what the hell's going on? He's totally tuning us out, CJ. What is that all about?
He's concentrating.
Yeah. What is that? You don't concentrate.
That's the biggest table I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
one of those novelty checks that like Ed McMahon would give you.
Yes. Well, that's where I got it.
It's a dive table.
He gave it to me. Yeah. So I like the example you're setting with your students there, Dr. Doug. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wish you came that way more often, but usually it's more of a beer after diving or maybe picking up lunch. But I'll take the trip to Spain and staying on the coast. I'll take that anytime.
Yes. Well, Spain is the type of stuff that I expect, at least something.
Enjoy your time in Malacca.
Yes. Dr. Doug, he is a rebreather diver and just an all-around great guy and a cardiologist, too.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friend. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on, now do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and a lot of fun together. Everybody now snap your claws like a lobster. Shake your tail like a lobster. Swim, swim, swim like a lobster. Conga dancing under the ocean. Snap your claws like a lobster. Shake your tail like a lobster. Swim, swim, swim and be the lobster conga.
I think CJ's having a seizure. Is that your conga, really?
No, I love this. Is great.
Okay, if you
I'm
say
psyched.
So.
I'm ready. I'm ready for Bugfest.
I feel a little uncomfortable now, but
come
but I,
on.
But I do love the fact that you're enthusiastic. You're ready to get some bugs down.
Ready
in
to
South
get
Florida.
Down.
Yepper. All right. So yeah, we got that to look forward to, and we'll cover it accordingly on the big show. Captain Cocktail is on the phone, however, and he's going to be smack dab in the middle of this craziness as well. But because we got to talk about that and some of the stuff that was leading up to it. You know, last week we tried to do this on air. Poker tournament for the big blowout that is happening, I believe, tomorrow. Is that right, Jeff, or what?
Yeah, man. Tomorrow we are doing the finale. The six finalists have been chosen from the qualifier the other night.
Yeah.
And
so despite our best efforts to totally
hands on the wreck.
Despite our best efforts to totally screw this thing up last Saturday on the air, off without a hitch.
It went off without a hitch. And actually, we played four tables at one time. It was amazing.
That is cool. Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy did go, and you participated when? Wednesday night? Is that what it was, Jerry?
Wednesday night, yeah. And yeah. I sucked.
Well, I didn't get a text from him that said,
Jeff
hey.
Did not give me no cards to play with.
Oh, so that's what was going on.
Oh, man. I said I rigged it. That's what Jerry's trying to say, right?
Yeah. Well, he seen Scuba Radio up there, and he rigged it.
Yeah, that would make sense. That
House always like wins.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, you know, Jerry, if I were smart enough to rig that, I wouldn't be driving a dive boat. Let me put it that way.
All right. Fair enough.
But I did have fun.
But tomorrow in Pompano, you guys are going to have this underwater poker tournament. On the Lady Luck shipwreck. And so when that's happening first thing in the morning? Is that what's going on or what?
Yep, we're headed out at 8:30 tomorrow morning to tie up on the Lady Luck. And then we'll get down, set everything up, bring the contestants down, and then start playing. We probably got another 40 to 50 spectators going too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It should be an interesting photograph. We can get everybody together like the poker gallery, you know how they do.
Right.
They all look are standing over their shoulders.
Yeah. So how many people are participating in this game tomorrow night or tomorrow morning?
It'll only be the six finalists that are playing for the championship.
Yeah. And
they're going to get a trophy. We got a nice trophy for them. And Mari's donated a new smart computer. And the winner's also going to get to be the first person, a recreational diver on the Okinawa when we sink her on August 19th.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we're talking to Jeff and the gang down there about maybe coming down there and participating in that event as well. So we will see how that would be pretty sweet if we could pull that off for sure.
I mean, we got this weekend, then we go into Bug Fest. You guys are coming down for that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big event. With
there's almost too much stuff going on.
Contests and concerts and all kind of things going on.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. I can't wait. The kickoff party to Bug Fest is Tuesday night at the Plunge Beach Hotel.
Plunge, if you're French, I guess.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. But I hear it's quite nice. PlungeBeachHotel.com. They got a special diver rate, too, by the way. If they still have rooms, you could score something really great right now for mini season, I believe. But yeah, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock kickoff party right there by the pool, I believe. And it's going to be quite a good time.
And free, don't forget, free Reef Donkey beer.
That's right. And we got a few prizes we're going to throw into the mix. The Scuba Cowboy is going to be playing music,
yes,
the whole
sir.
Thing. It is going to be quite a time for sure. And I got to say, have you been planning for mini season accordingly by scoping out some sites and things or what, Jeff? Surely you have.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Well, I know.
I don't know if I can do that. They're in shallow, boys. That's all I can tell you. That's the biggest secret I can let out right now is they're in shallow.
They're in shallow. Okay, we're going to check in with Chiefy, who is my lobster, locator guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is he your guy, too?
Chiefy will say the same thing.
He'll just say they're in shallow? No, I need more than that. I need to know where exactly they are.
They're in the Chiefy's got the Kasekas out there. They're all in the Kasekas.
They're on the what?
We call them Kasekas. They're lobster pens.
Ah, okay. He already has them rounded up, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to get Chiefy in trouble.
No.
I'm just kidding, Chiefy. I know you're listening.
Yeah, they can't do that. But he has spots. I know he's been scoping it out for a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. He's got spots.
Has your crew on the boats down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters, have they been, like, scoping that out, too? Like, hey, when we know where they're congregated and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that, and then if you have a shift in the weather, you have anything, it could change the next day. But generally, you want to know whether they're shallow, medium range, or they're really deep.
Yeah.
And right now, it's been really calm, so they're in shallow. So unless something changes, I think that's where we're going to find them.
All right. Well, take it from Captain Cocktail. He knows his lobsters. And if that doesn't work, we're heading to Publix.
I got one other question. What was the name of that song you played earlier? I need that song.
What, the Lobster Conga?
Yeah, I got to have that. Send that to me.
Well, it's called the Lobster Conga. I just told you what it was. Google it, you big dummy. No, we'll get him a copy, but you can Google it as well. Good stuff. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.